WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the good folks at Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Funeral services today for Hirsch Goldberg Poland, the 23-year-old kidnapped on October 7th. He and five others held for more than 300 days before being murdered by Hamas, their bodies retrieved from a tunnel under Rafah.
Analysts tell ABC News their deaths show Hamas is running out of resources and may be running out of room in those tunnels after months of Israeli advances. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of refusing to negotiate after the killing of one of the group's top leaders in July. Now the U.S. reportedly plans to present a, quote, take-it-or-leave-it deal in the coming weeks. The Washington Post reporting, if Israel and Hamas fail to accept the deal, it could mark the end of U.S.-led negotiations.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Thousands of hotel workers, many for Omni, Hyatt, and Hilton chains, on strike in eight cities. Talks between their union and the hotel owners broke down last week. Showing how important Pennsylvania is in the November election, President Biden and Vice President Harris both taking part in Pittsburgh's Labor Day parade today. This is ABC News. Federal investigators on the scene of a deadly small plane crash in Oregon.
A small plane crashing and killing three people. The twin-engine Cessna going down Saturday morning in Fairview, about 15 miles east of Portland, close to a regional airfield. The local fire chief confirming three people killed. The pilot, a passenger, and someone inside their own home. Julia Ritchie Cody says her sister lives two houses away.
My sister's lost her home. It's going to take a long time to recover from this.
The plane also took down power lines, starting a small brush fire.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Contract fight between DirecTV and Disney, parent of ABC News, means Disney channels like ESPN and ABC have gone dark for millions of DirecTV subscribers. And Scottie Scheffler's golf game is paying off. Winning the Tour Championship won him $25 million and pushed his season earnings over $60 million. Being Scheffler's caddy, not too bad either. He earned about $5 million this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Woody Marks scored on a 13-yard run with 8 seconds left to give number 23 Southern California a 27-20 college football win over number 13 LSU last night. In baseball news, Santiago Espinal drove in Rhys Hines with an infield single in the 11th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds stopped Milwaukee's 5-game win streak with a 4-3 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. In other action, the Cubs 14, Washington 1, Miami 7-5 over San Francisco, Arizona 14, and the Dodgers 3, Philadelphia 3-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Detroit 4, Boston 1, Houston 7-2 over Kansas City, Minnesota beat Toronto 4-3, Texas 6, Oakland 4, the Angels 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Pittsburgh 1, the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, San Diego 4, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 14-7 over the Yankees, and Baltimore beat Colorado 6-1, the final score.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
For today, a high of 76, it will be sunny and nice. Variable winds between 2 and 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with patchy fog, a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday and a high of 77. Tuesday night, clear and a low of 51. Mostly sunny and a touch warmer Wednesday, a high near 80. For Thursday, 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with areas of light rain and a high of 66. Yesterday, we topped out in the 70s across the area, 76 degrees here at the studios. 63 was the daytime high today, and we're down from that. It is 46 degrees. A cool good morning to you on Labor Day Monday.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
She loved him like he was man on earth, gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her, give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
Martina McBride on WRCO Radio. Hello, Phil Nee with you on this Monday, Labor Day. You realize there are probably a lot of people still sleeping in. Now, that happens. Good. Well, that's what Labor Day is all about. There are some people, a lot of people were camping. I noticed a lot of campers out and some people tent camping. I'm guessing in the night they had to kind of be pulling for their heavier sleeping bag because it did get a little chilly. It'd be a cool morning waking up in a tent this morning, I would think. But nonetheless, be careful a little bit later on today as the traffic will start to pick up considerably as folks head back home.
Small town on a Friday night, fifth quarter hometown, legends in our own mind, setting it off because we took it out in old time, just the way that it was when it was what it was. These are the stories that I heard when I was growing up. Gonna let my generation know we can do it again if we bring the real from way back when. Let's take it back, back, back to a simple
rewind. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Yeah, well, I've been hearing all these stories from my Gen X kin. They've been telling me about the times when kids could be kids, riding bikes, digging dirt, staying out all day. Yeah, that's when play was really play. Three-wheelers, trapper keepers, cranking up that hyper teacher, having fun under the bleachers. A little PDA, skipping stones down by the lake. Take it low, make the truck bed shake. Them good old country days sound so much better than this. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the flyers, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Something just ain't right. There's nothing wrong with new, but we need a little more of that simple life. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Give me a George Strait song with some Beastie Boys rhymes, some Ray-Bans and some moonshine. Let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road.
They'd have it all, but all the money in the world won't hold you when you fall. We got a roof over our heads, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside me in our bed. Lord, give me the eyes to see exactly what its worth, and I will be the richest man on earth. Lord, when I wished I had the things that you gave someone else, I pray that you'll forgive me for just thinking of myself. I haven't been as thankful as I know I ought to be. I should be more than satisfied with all you've given me. We've got a roof over our heads, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside me in our bed. richest man on earth.
That's Paul Overstreet and the richest man on earth. We'll be at a good weekend. Well, it continues for a little bit today, but then many will be getting the back-to-work scaries a little bit later on today, or back to school, for that matter. Lots of college students moving back over the weekend and whatnot, and getting ready for the year. Think about how fast the last school year went, though. The time goes by really, really quickly, that's for sure. It feels like a fall morning, and it will be the next few mornings. It looks like we're going to have some fairly cool overnight lows. Maybe not as cool as this one, again, until this coming weekend. It looks like more of those 40, upper 40-degree readings for the early morning hours. We're at 46 right now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
It's going to be a big weekend. Absolutely. Look forward to that at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Happy Labor Day today. Here's a working song from Merle and the Strangers.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend, after I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. I won't be, I'll be working. As long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song's for the working man.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know.
I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
WRCO-FM 100.9 saying, Happy Labor Day to you. A news update is next.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs, your full-service sign company. The forecast for today, sunny and nice, a high of 76. Clear tonight, patchy fog, and a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday, and 77 degrees. In Richland Center, we have bottomed out at 45.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee on this Labor Day. Expect the Minnesota governor to echo remarks made in Boston last week to the International Association of Firefighters convention, including comments about former President Donald Trump. Walz says Trump has promised his friends down at Mar-a-Lago a tax cut while telling workers that wages are too high. He said if she's elected president, Kamala Harris will sign the PRO Act to make it easier for unions to organize and protect the SAFER grant program, which provides additional federal funding for emergency services. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin. Former President Trump and running mate J.D. Vance were both in the state last week. President Joe Biden will be in southwest Wisconsin on Thursday, his first visit here since dropping out of the race in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris. Four are facing charges after a big drug bust in Marathon County. Wausau Pilot and Review reports that 31-year-old Joshua Lake, 28-year-old Jessica Colby, 31-year-old Mercedes Perkins, and 36-year-old Dustin Brunker have all been indicted in U.S. District Court following the April 15th raid, which turned up 5 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 2 pounds of cocaine. Investigators say Lake is also facing charges for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. The group was scheduled to face charges in Marathon County, but those were quickly dismissed once federal investigators took over. A formal indictment came down in July. A rural Viroqua man sustained apparent non-life-threatening injuries Saturday evening in a motorcycle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash at approximately 6:30 in rural Viroqua in the town of Jefferson. The 21-year-old male was operating the motorcycle traveling west on County Road Y, just west of the intersection with County Road B. As he crested a hill, he saw another westbound vehicle slowing down ahead of him while abruptly braking and reducing speed. The motorcyclist lost control, skidded across the roadway, and came to rest along the south edge of the roadway. The operator was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The motorcycle sustained severe damage. The operator was identified in the crash as identified as Brenton Ronald Anderson, 21, of the area. The American Red Cross continues to experience a national blood emergency as remnants of Hurricane Debby and other severe weather events across the country have further complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. Weather in recent weeks has added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country, many of which were caused by Debby, causing approximately 1,500 life-saving blood products to go uncollected. Annually, severe weather such as blizzards, tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes impacts about 90,000 blood donations made to the Red Cross. In Wisconsin, 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the past 10 years, including 36 so far this year. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for hospitals and patients. Those in unaffected areas are urged to make an appointment to give now. First-time donors and those who give regularly are critical to blood supply recovery. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. In thanks, all who give September 1st through the 15th will receive an exclusive Red Cross t-shirt while supplies last. Protests at UW Madison this year could be different.
The changes include several new restrictions on where and how loud demonstrations can be. Protesters are prohibited from using bullhorns during finals week and protesting in front of commencement and other core commemorative photo locations, notably the Abraham Lincoln statue on Bascom Hill. Other changes require all protests be 25 feet from building entrances and grants the UW-Madison Police Department the discretion to increase that distance, limits the size of signs to 3 by 3 feet, and generally prohibits the use of amplified sound. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
UW Stevens Point Chancellor saying esports could be drawing in more students. UW Stevens Point is touting the esports team. UWSP Chancellor Thomas Gibson says the esports industry has become something that institutions like his can't ignore because if they don't provide the opportunity, another school will. The UW Stevens Point Esports Club competes regionally in 5 different games, including League of Legends and Fortnite. If you went to a Northwoods League baseball game this season, your data might have been stolen. The league, which includes the Wisconsin Woodchucks and the Madison Mallards, announced last week someone had gotten into its online ticket system this summer. The hacker got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. League officials say they've patched the breach and have notified any affected customers. A couple of reminders today in the community. The Richland Center landfill will be closed to observe the Labor Day holiday, and the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center is closed today as for their Labor Day observation.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, sunny and nice conditions, clear tonight, patchy fog, a low of 48, sunny and mild Tuesday and a high of 77, 51 Tuesday night, Wednesday mostly sunny and a touch warmer, a high near 80, Thursday 78 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and cooler with some possible light rain Friday and a high of 66. Currently in Richland Center Country, our temperature is at 49. We are up now from the overnight low of 45 degrees. Get ready for this year's Richland County Fair, happening September 4th through the 8th. This year's fair is packed with action. Watch the Swine Show Friday morning at 8 a.m., catch the Dairy Show on Saturday, and cheer on the Young Farmers in the Little Richie Showmanship Contest on Sunday. Feel the thrill as the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers take over the grandstand Friday night at 7. And on Saturday, don't miss the live performance by country music's Ashley Ryan. Show starts at 8 p.m.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
If you're looking for fun and games, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens daily with rides and attractions for the whole family. And on Children's Day Saturday, there's even more fun with a pedal pole and special balloon creations. Save with season gate prices or enjoy daily entry for just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Special rates apply on Saturday for seniors, military, and first responders. Please attend the Richland County Fair September 4th through the 8th. Oh, the places you'll show. For details, call 608-647-6859 at the Richland County Fair.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. The forecast for today, sunny and nice, a high of 76. Tonight, clear with patchy fog, a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday and 77 degrees. Here at WRCO Studios, our temperature is at 47, and it's sports time today. We'll check out some notes courtesy of yesterday in hometown of baseball, the Major League Baseball scene as well, and how that went yesterday, and the Packers game. Well, they may or may not play Friday night. Those details in a moment.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
In sports from yesterday, the hometown of baseball season ended with a couple of games. Evansville defeated Sun Prairie 6-2, and Verona captured the title 5-2 over Sauk Prairie in a battle of two unbeaten teams in the tournament. So Verona wins the title for the third year in a row in hometown baseball. The Brewers' five-game winning streak ended Sunday on an infield single in the bottom of the 11th. Santiago Espinal bounced a grounder off Milwaukee reliever and loser Bryce Wilson, scoring the designated runner, and the Reds won 4-3. Willie Adames hit a home run in all four games of the series, including Sunday. Bryce Tarang became the ninth Brewer to steal 40 bases in a season when he swiped second in the fifth. Milwaukee returns home to meet the St. Louis Cardinals, with Freddie Peralta getting the start. Elsewhere in baseball, it was the Cubs getting a big win over Washington, 14-1, Miami 7, San Francisco 5, Arizona 14-3 over the Dodgers, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 2. In the American League, Detroit 4, Boston 1, Houston 7-2 over Kansas City, Minnesota 4, Toronto 3, Texas 6, Oakland 4, the Angels 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Pittsburgh 1, the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, San Diego 4, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 14-7 over the Yankees, and Baltimore 6-1 winners against Colorado. Raging wildfires in Brazil are threatening the Packers' 2024 NFL season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Brazilian officials say they think the fires were started by criminals. The fires have impacted air quality so severely that the contest could be canceled or possibly moved to Philadelphia. Those fires are still out of control and are said to be threatening people in more than 30 cities. If the game can be played, it would be the second international game in Packers history. Getting ready for the week, Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the possibility of who's going to be the backup to Jordan Love, Willis or Clifford.
Whether you're on the 53 or you're on the practice squad, your job is to prepare as you're the starter. I mean, in reality, that's not always the case, obviously, but I expect every man in that room, if you're wearing a Green Bay Packer uniform, you got to get ready to go play a football game.
And the Badger volleyball team is starting the season in an unfamiliar fashion, losing its first two games. Defending national champion Texas beat Wisconsin Sunday 3-1 in the first round of the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase in Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. The battle between the top two national programs was intense. There were 16 ties and 4 lead changes in the first set alone. The Badgers are back in action this afternoon against Stanford, also in Milwaukee. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
When I was a young girl, my daddy told me a lesson he learned. It was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the money. Love,
love
like you'll never get hurt. You got to
dance,
dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart, Burnham Lumber, Highland School District, and Chitwood Electric.
Song about trains.
Nothing to do but fish all day long.
Riley Green on WRCO Radio as we head on toward 7. It is 8 minutes before the top of the hour here today as you kind of rest and recover from a wild weekend. Beautiful weather. Wasn't it awesome last night? Sunset time was just amazing. And this morning, sunrise time about a half hour ago, and just really nice this morning. Moving on toward 7 with some entertainment news. The Robot Cafe in Kenya's capital of Nairobi is creating a buzz by using robots to deliver food to customers. The three robots, which are named Claire, R24, and Nadia, aren't programmed to have a full conversation with customers, but they can say, "Your order is ready. Welcome." Customers press an exit button after picking up their food from the tray. The robots are commanded by waiters through an application on an iPad. Cafe owner Mohammed Abbas says the robots are for entertainment and they're too expensive to replace humans, at least for the time being. I guess that would solve the work shortage problem sometimes, that's for sure. But then, do you tip a robot? I don't know. I guess if they serve the food, I wonder if they have a built-in smile on them.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
The forecast calls for sunny and nice conditions today, a high of 76 later on. In Richland Center, currently we're at 46 degrees. This is George Street.
take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico, blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. About living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning, get up, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do. Chasing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. For cowboys like us.
Cowboy song from George Strait on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Up next, an update at 7 from ABC News, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scraps.